One of the next things I want to talk about is the repair paragraph. One of the most powerful paragraphs and one that we get into more disputes and sometimes even legal disputes over. So I want you to understand this really, really clearly. Okay, one of the first issues is every contract will tell you how long the seller has to make the repairs. Now, in the old days, the contract used to say all repairs under this contract must be done prior to close of escrow. It doesn't say that anymore in the CAR form. It says all repairs must be done prior to final verification of condition. Now, what is that? That's a long, stupid phrase, which means walkthrough. It has to be done prior to the walkthrough. Now, why is that? Let's think about logically. If you've been in this business a while, you have been doing a walkthrough with your client just prior to close of escrow, looking around the house, and the seller hasn't done the repairs yet. I remember walking through a house doing my final walkthrough, and both toilets were in the hallway because they were doing pest work in the bathrooms. So how can the buyer satisfy themselves as to the condition of the property if the seller hasn't done the work? So CAR logically changed the contract back in 2007, by the way, this isn't a new change, that says that the repairs must be done prior to walkthrough. That makes a lot of sense. So what you should do as a buyer's agent is call the listing agent saying, I'm going to be doing the walkthrough on Wednesday. I'd like to make sure all the repairs are done. Are they done? Yes, they are. But that then leads to the next issue that the CAR contract has dealt with that, again, was done in 2007. But again, I think that most of us are missing is, how do I know the repairs are done? Let's say I'm walking through the property with my client, and one of the things that was found on the inspection reports was there was a leaky pipe under the house. Now, the listing agent tells me that all the repairs have been done. How do I know that? Well, what the contract says, and this is something you should be asking for, sellers shall obtain receipts for repairs performed by others. So that means that the listing agent should give you a copy of some repair receipt to make sure that that work is done for two reasons. One, I want to make sure it got done. And number two, I want to know who to call in case it's not done. Because if you ever had any work done and they didn't do it right and had to be redone, your buyer is going to want to do that after close of escrow. Number two, it asks for something else. Let's say the seller did the work. It says the seller shall prepare a written statement indicating which repairs they performed. When is the last time you as a buyer's agent got that list from the seller's agent? That's because you didn't ask for it, and that's because you didn't know what the contract says. I'm teaching you a really important issue here that will help you make sure your clients are getting what they expected. And to make this more powerful, the contract goes on to say sellers shall provide copies of these receipts and statements to the buyer prior to verification of condition. So the seller is supposed to have those documents ready for you when you do your walkthrough. The next issue under repairs has always been a problem for me on the CAR form because there are other forms being used in California besides the CAR form. But on the CAR form, it tells you who can do the work. So I'm a buyer's agent and I'm saying to the seller when I present an offer, you can do the work, because the contract says something crazy. It says, repairs to be performed at the seller's expense may be performed by the seller or through others. So what buyer in his farthest imagination ever said to you when you're showing property, hey, by the way, if something's broken in this house, I want the seller to do the work. I don't want a professional to do the work. But that's what the contract says, and you're the one that did it. So one of the things you can always do to any contract before you present it is change it. So could I write into the contract all repairs done under this contract to be done by a licensed contractor? Absolutely. Now, the problem is, though, that if you're in a multiple offer situation, that clause will probably kick you out because you are obviously smarter than the average bear. And that might be something that a listing agent would say, hey, I don't want to deal with this contract because that's going to cause more expense for my seller. The other two agents that came in with offers didn't catch that in the contract, so I can do the repairs by a handyman or my seller can do it itself. I mean, I always thought the clause or through others, who is that? That's anybody. That's the guy standing outside of Home Depot or the guy on the side of the freeway with the sign. And so I don't want that if I'm a buyer's agent, so I would probably try, if I have no other offers coming in, to write all repairs to be done with a licensed contractor. Now, the contract does say that the seller can do the work provided that the work complies with applicable law, including permits. Let me ask you a question. When is the last time you ever got a permit on a cellar repair? One of the things that you have to understand is the cellar can do the work, but they have to do it correctly. In fact, it even goes on to say that the work has to be done in a skillful manner with materials of quality and appearance comparable to the existing materials. In other words, materials of comparable quality. What does that mean? That means if I have ceramic tile that costs $10 a piece and I have to replace it because the floor under it is damaged, I can't go back and put dollar tile down. I've got to put back what's there. So like, for example, if you've been out shopping for vinyl, you can find $5 a yard or $20 a yard. So what that means is that if the pest control company has called the vinyl in the kitchen that has to be replaced, you need to look at what are they quoting, because my experience tells me that they typically quote FHA grade, which is like $5 a yard, and maybe the seller's got this gorgeous $20, $25 a yard vinyl in there, and that's what the seller has to put back. And I think a lot of sellers don't know that because they haven't been told what the contract says. So that's an important issue. That's also one of the great reasons, I think, that a seller should do the work up front. If you, when you take the listing, have the seller do all the inspections up front and find out that the vinyl floor is bad, what it allows the seller to do is to shop it. See, if the buyer's agent finds it, the buyer's agent's going to control who fixes that vinyl repair. If the seller finds it, not only can they choose who does the work, they can also shop the repairs and also downgrade. So what I mean by downgrade is the seller can put anything they want in there. So they can go find something that's really inexpensive. Another good example would be, let's say you've got an older house and maybe one of the bathrooms is tile floors, and they find out that the tile floors are bad and have to be torn up. I had an example in my own office where this was a beautiful bathroom, and the cost for replacing all these little mosaic tiles that went across the floor and up the walls was $7,000, if you can believe it, to put that back. So we made a decision to put sheetrock on the walls, to put a very, very nice vinyl flooring in that had a pattern very similar to the one that was in there, and it was under $2,000. So the seller put $5,000 in their pocket. Had they waited until the inspection that was done by the buyer and that same problem was found, they would have to put back what is in the contract. Because why? Because that's what the contract says, materials of comparable quality. Another good example would be, what about a roof? Let's say a roof is a shake roof, and during the transaction you find out that the roof is actually bad. No roofer will go up and repair it and give a warranty on it. And so it's logical that that roof has to be repaired. We're going to have a dispute, aren't we? Because maybe it's $10,000 or $20,000. No seller is going to say, oh, fine, I'll just put a new roof on. But what if that was found out prior to close of escrow? And you knew the roof was going to be called, and you now are sitting there with a defective roof, which is going to make the buyer afraid unless you fix it. Why not replace the roof before you put it on the market with an $8,000 asphalt roof? So now what we have is, instead of a defective roof, we have a house that looks better because it's got a brand new roof on it. You have a 50-year warranty on the property with the roof materials, and the buyer says, hey, good news, we got a brand new roof on this house. You've got a selling benefit. So let's talk a little bit again about the walkthrough, the final verification of condition. I still can't get over the name of that paragraph that they call it, because it's just a walkthrough to us. So the contract gives the buyer the right to make a final inspection. Do they have to make an inspection? No, they don't. It's a right, which means you don't have to do it. But the other thing that a buyer needs to know mostly about it, this is not a contingency. Remember what I said earlier a contingency was? The right to walk away. So if the contract specifically says not as a contingency of the sale, means they can't cancel just because they don't like what they find. Can they delay escrow? Yes, they can. Can they wait to close escrow? Yes, they can, but they can't cancel. So just remember why you're there. The number one reason is to verify that the property is in the same general condition as it was when the buyer bought it. But number two is the repairs have been completed. That's one of the main reasons you're there.